Hello, today I will be doing my final summative podcast thing, because Demi totally bailed on me, so I had to redo it. So, you know, screw you, Demi. That wasn't cool. Anyway, my topic is about music in films. I'm just going to quickly mention stuff that I will casually mention, but not go too deep into, like, the other stuff I'm going to talk about. Which, those things are The Muppets Movie, 2011, Megamind, Bill and Ted, the first one, What We Do in the Shadows, and Pacific Rim. Those are movies with good music that I will not be talking about. I'm going to put this podcast in two separate categories. The category where I talk about the licensed music, and the category where I talk about the original music for the film. Again, this would be way easier if Demi didn't bail, and I could just use that, or if she didn't lose the thing. So this is all Demi's fault. Okay, moving on. The first movie I will be going into depth about has... has licensed songs and original songs, which some of them will have both. I'll mention when they do. But this is part of the licensed songs category primarily. And the first movie I'm talking about is the... I think this came out in 2021, I think. The film Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. It's a great film. Hopefully you have seen it, then this will make more sense. If you haven't, you should, because it's a great movie. So this movie has original musical numbers and licensed songs. The first song in the movie is the song they play at the beginning, where the little boy is chucking newspapers and you don't know what's going on. But the song's pretty good, and that scene's a good scene. And then another scene in that movie is the montage of Barb having fun while Star is sleeping with that guy. What, Edgar? His name is Edgar. Sorry, he deserves more respect than to be called that guy. His name is Edgar. That's a good scene. Song there is very fun. The credits song, the song they use for the credits, that's a good song. The original songs... Now I'll talk about the original songs in the movie. The Palm Vista Hotel song, the song they sing when they get to the hotel. It's a classic, great song. Edgar's song, Edgar's Prayer is what it's called. It's a great song. It's an amazing song. Edgar singing about his wants, I suppose. And then Richard Cheese original song, which is called I Love Boobies, and that's what the song's called, and it's a great song. That is not all the songs in this movie, but I probably don't have time to talk about them all. Okay, that's enough of that movie. You should watch it. It's called Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, and it's really good, and you should watch it. The next movie I'm talking about is The Lost Boys. The Lost Boys is also a very good movie. Hot vampires, what's not to love. The intro credit song, that's a song. And then the one where the family go to the place. That's what I wrote down. I believe that's... I forgot what that song's called. But that's a good song. The one where when they get to the place. And then the one they play before the vampires murder people. I think that's like Walk This Way or something. That's a great scene. Very much enhanced by that song. Okay, I didn't write that much about that movie, but that's a great movie and you should definitely go watch it. The Lost Boys. Very homoerotic. That's a very homoerotic movie. Okay, the next movie we'll be talking about is called Little Miss Sunshine. It's a really good movie. Objectively the best actor ever to act. His name is Paul Dano. He might sound familiar because probably, I don't know, people talk about him a lot because he's so great. Anyway, Little Miss Sunshine has songs like the original song. It's an instrumental song they play at the beginning. It's a very pretty song. I think it's Chicago by that guy with the weird name is a different song they play when they're all sitting in the van being quiet and sad. And of course the scene where the little child dances to Super Freak on stage at one of those competition things. You know, the thing JonBenet Ramsey did before she got murdered. It was a total Your Brother. Back on track, that's a great scene where they all go up there and dance. Not to spoil the movie, you should go see it. It's a great movie. Again, it has Paul Dano, so it's obviously cinema, clearly. All the characters in that movie are great. Except for the husband. He said he's a dickhead. But, you know, he's supposed to be, so it's fine. All right, moving on. Again, you should go watch Little Miss Sunshine because it's a really good movie. It has Paul Dano, so go watch it. The next movie, you'll probably know, has an incredibly famous and well-beloved and acclaimed soundtrack. It's called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The opening credits song, the song they play for the credits. Actually, I think this movie won an Emmy or, like, a Grammy for, like, Best Original Soundtrack or something like that. So, yeah. That means it's good, I guess. Not that award shows mean anything, but the soundtrack to this movie is good. Anyway, the opening credits song, it's good. The song that they play at the guy's house, that's a good song. The original one where they sing for the money, that's a great song. George Clooney kind of sounds like my uncles who are in a band. It's kind of weird, but, you know, it's a good song. And then the one the hot ladies sing. The hot, sexy ladies sing, and they, drug them or something. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, the song, that movie, again, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, has a lot more songs than that, but, you know, I don't have all day, so, you know, moving on. And another movie I'm going to talk about is still Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, because I just realized I probably have to get this to 20 minutes, and I don't have enough material. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's a great movie. Great soundtrack. Has that one guy who was Zoe Kravitz's dad in The Batman. He turns into a frog, and then John Goodman squeezes him to death. Or actually, he's not actually a frog. They just think he's a frog, but he's not actually a frog. And then John Goodman squeezes him to death, and it's really gross. That movie is based off The Odyssey, I think, because they said it in the credits. I've not read The Odyssey. I read the book that's based off the first Odyssey or whatever, but I don't think that was accurate a lot. Or maybe it was, I don't know. It was pretty cool, though. That was I don't remember what that book's called, though. Anyway, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Great film. Great acting. Very funny. Funny movie. The Coen brothers. Very decent directors. Just watch Barton Fink. That was a good movie. I'm getting fairly off track here. Okay, the next movie I'm talking about that's music related is Juno. That movie with Elliot Page where Michael Cera knocks her up. And then she kind of sleeps with his dad. Well, you know, Jason Bateman is in it, but he's not Michael Cera's dad in Juno. He was Michael Cera's dad in Arrested Development. But not in Juno. That'd be weird. Although they did have a plotline in the bad season of Arrested Development where he did almost sleep with George Michael's girlfriend. So that was kind of funny looking back on it in the context of this film, I guess. Anyway, the music in Juno, very good. It has partially licensed music and partially original. One of the licensed songs is that the opener to the film, which is like partially weirdly animated and partially live action. I do think that opener goes on for a little too long, but you know, it's cool. And the Michael Cera montage song, I believe that's The Kinks. I'm blanking on the song name, but that's a good song that they play with Michael Cera putting on deodorant. in the song where Juno walks home and she's sad, or maybe she's not sad, I don't remember. That's Kimya Dawson did a lot of the music for this song. And she like wasn't invited when this song got nominated for an award. So, you know, screw you, Hollywood, you guys are little bitches. And then another song is the one they play at the hospital. It's a pretty song. When Jennifer Garner comes to get the baby, and then they play that nice song, and then Elliot Page stays with Michael Cera for some reason. I don't know. It's a pretty good movie, but you know, can't all be winners in every part of a movie. But that's a good movie. Elliot Page is cool. You know, he's still in the Umbrella Academy. That's another show. The Umbrella Academy. That's a show, not a movie. Has amazing soundtrack. Amazing soundtrack. Every song in that show, great. Well, I guess there were some songs that weren't that great in season two. That was because they had a bunch of old people music, though. Like, super old. Like, 100 years ago old. That was kind of annoying. Some of the songs were good. Season one had the more iconic soundtrack, I think. But, you know, sequels are tough sometimes. But again, I think season three of that is going to come out in July. So, you should watch that. Alright, moving on to original music, movies with original music for the film, or actually I guess I also have some TV shows in here. One, the first one I'm talking about, the Lego Movie, and I just want to, the Lego movies, all of them, just want to say quick F you to Demi, you know, just, I guess F you to Demi and soundtrack, because Soundtrap. Seriously, Aaron, Soundtrap sucks. Why are you making us use this? Get some better. You're really letting us down. Do better. The Lego movies. Okay. The Lego movie, obviously, the first one, immaculate, iconic soundtrack. Everything is awesome, obviously. Obviously. The song Batman wrote about how he's an orphan. Iconic. I want that to, they should play that at my parents' funeral. I don't care what they would want. This is what they should play that, or I should sing that at one of my parents' funerals, or both of them separately. Anyway, because that's a great song, and it really encapsulates, you know, because it's song Batman wrote about how he's an orphan, and my parents, I was at their funerals, then I'd be an orphan, so, you know, it fits. The catchy song from the second Lego movie, you know, not as good as Everything Is Awesome, admittedly. Still very good, you know. The Lego Movie 2 is good. Another shout out, negative shout out to Demi. You have terrible taste and you should feel terrible. The credit song from the second movie, that's a really fun song. Partially Lonely Island, they're great. The film Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. Oh shit, I'll mention that later, but that's the Lonely Island movie. That's a great movie. The Lego Batman is a great movie. That's, and he has a song about himself, and he talks, that's a malaria song. Can't even describe it. So good. Should go listen to it and watch that movie. Michael Cera is the best Robin. Will Arnett is the best Batman. Zoe Kravitz also plays Catwoman in that movie, but she has like two lines, but that's kind of funny. It's, that movie has a weirdly stacked cast. I mean, just all the Lego movies have, like, they got a bunch of sitcom actors and they chucked them in there. It's very funny. I enjoy sitcom actors. Like, just the first one, they got Andy from Parks and Rec, main guy. I guess Wild Style's not any bun, but Unikitty, Annie from Community. Obviously, Lego Batman. Job from Arrested Development. Metal Beard is Ron from Parks and Rec, you know. More people, there's more. It's incredible, incredible cast. Obviously Benny is Charlie from It's Always Sunny. It's just like such an incredible cast. And then obviously it's funny because Will Arnett voices Lego Batman, and then Michael Cera voices Lego Robin, and that's kind of funny if you've seen Arrested Development. Arrested Development's coming up a weird amount in this podcast. I don't even like that show that much. I mean, it's a good. The first three seasons are great. I think my favorite character is probably Job, but ever since I watched Veep, I have learned to appreciate Buster a lot more. You should watch Veep. The actor's playing like the same character. If you really like Buster, you should watch Veep. Alright, next thing I'm gonna talk about. What am I gonna talk about next? I'm still talking, so. The Batman song, I already mentioned that. Pop Star, Never Stopping. It's a great movie. Original soundtrack. It's kind of like a musical, but not really, because musicals for nerds. I'm So Humble, that's the first song. Anyway, Pop Star, Never Stopping. It's like a mockumentary about this shitty pop star rapper guy named Connor For Real, and it's fucking hilarious. It's freaking hilarious. It's the Lonely Island movie, if you guys know the Lonely Island. Incredibly talented comedians and comedians and songwriters. Anyway, the first song in the movie is I'm So Humble. It's about this guy bragging about how humble he is. It's hilarious. Second song, I'm not going to list all the songs because I don't think I have time. But Equal Rights, that's another song. It's Connor singing about, you know, gay rights and stuff. But he keeps saying, like, I'm not gay every 2 seconds because he's insecure and stuff. It's hilarious. It's a great song. And Pink is there for some reason. Mona Lisa, that's another song in the movie. It's about how ugly and disappointing the Mona Lisa is, which is so true because, you know, she kind of looks weird. Right? And the Bin Laden song, that's the best one. It's about how Connor was sleeping with this girl, but then she was like, you got to F me, like the U.S. government F Bin Laden. And that freaks him out a little bit, but ultimately he does. And I think that was very brave of him. And that's a great song. Another song in the movie is Incredible Thoughts. That's a little more like their Lego Movie song, but it's amazing, like the Lego Movie songs. Anyway, it's about incredible thoughts that Connor's having. And the movie has a lot of other songs too, but I think actually my favorite from that song is Rock Roll Skate. And I don't even know how to describe that song. It's called Rock Roll Skate. Again, it's freaking hilarious. You should listen to it. All right, I'm going to move on because I'm running out of time a little bit. Next movie, last movie, and then I have a couple TV shows, but last movie I'm going to talk about is High School Musical 2, which is, everyone knows, is the best one. I mean, just the homoerotic tension between Ryan and Chad. I mean, they definitely slept together. They switched clothes. It's obvious. Anyway, the first notable song, I'm not going to mention all the songs in that movie again. What It Takes, that's a good song. Work This Out, it's about the horrors of capitalism, I suppose. Fabulous, amazing villain song. Just like all the other theatrically released Disney movies, animated Disney movies, and their villain songs are like on the floor with all the crap and the garbage. And then Fabulous is in the stratosphere. That's how good this villain song is. Although it does have like way too much like voice changing thing. It sounds a little odd, but still it's amazing. Sharpay, she's better than Darth Vader or whatever. I love her so much. Bet on It, that's another good song in the movie. But really the standout song in High School Musical 2 and just the whole franchise is I Don't Dance, which is on paper, if you're very stupid, about a guy not wanting to dance and the other one's like, no, it's like, it's a whole thing. But it's really about accepting that you're gay and shit. And I think that's cool. And I support Ryan and Chad. And I'm glad that they slept together in the end. Alright, so that's enough of High School Musical 2. You should go watch it. It's the best one. The shows I'm going to talk about are, the first one I'm going to talk about is Succession, the main theme. The main theme to Succession. Incredible. Kendall's cover of Honesty by Billy Joel, a great song, it's in season 3, but the real standout of this whole series of Succession is L to the OG by Kendall Roy, and it's just amazing. Like, I can't even talk about how great it is. It's like the best song in the whole galaxy. And that's objective. That's very objective. And I can't even describe it anymore. The last thing I'm going to talk about is a show called Severance. It's kind of new. Not a lot of people have seen it. Got renewed already. I'm really glad for. And that has a really good intro. And that's all I'm going to say. The main theme for Severance is really good. And you should go see it because Severance is awesome. Anyway, this podcast is really cool. Hopefully Demi can't find a way to delete this one because she's a friggin' B-word. She wrote a song called Me a B-Word, so I can totally say that about her. All right, well, Aaron, you better give me an A, or if you don't, you're a little biatch, or just don't give me an F for that. Okay.